extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And joining us now is Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hi, Jen. How's it going?
Hi, Wendy. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you enjoying our nice chilly kickoff to summer?
I am, honestly. Went for a 20-mile bike ride this weekend, and I wasn't sweating to death, so that was nice.
I know, and yesterday I was out gardening, and it was perfect because it wasn't too hot. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's, you know, a little chilly at night, but I'll take it over the humidity.
Oh, I am so with you on that. All right, so Logan Square news today. There are 8 historical Logan Square taverns, and what's going on with those?
This is such a cool idea. Logan Square Preservation, which is a neighborhood organization dedicated to kind of upholding the history of Logan Square, they're trying to get some new members. So if you become a member, which is $20 a year, you get to get a passport. It's called a passport. and you can get a stamp at 8 of these old Logan Square bars. The passport has all this information about the history of these bars. A lot of these are a lot older than the cool, you know, trendy places we now see coming up in Logan Square. These are some really old dive bars. Some have been around for 100 years. And you could learn all about them by joining this bar crawl. It's a self-guided tour. If you sign up for the group, you get your passport. You can go to each of these bars, including Ouija's Lounge, the Bob Inn, the Whirlaway Lounge, and you can get a stamp at each of them. It's a cool way to get involved in the neighborhood organization and learn a little bit about your neighborhood's history.
To be young again and live in the city, because honestly, that just sounds like such a fun, obviously you're not going to do it all in one night.
Exactly.
You could.
Maybe you would have tried that. Maybe when I was 23, I could have done that, but
yeah.
not these days.
But that's so fun. All right. There's a new art museum that is what, reopening?
Yes, Intuit has been around for a while, but it's been closed for a $10 million renovation. It is a small gallery that is in West Town at 756 North Milwaukee Avenue, and it's known for showing outsider art, which is essentially work by people who are self-taught or people who are experiencing homelessness, people kind of on the fringes of society. It has really, really cool pieces that you wouldn't see in any like traditional art museum. And they just got this huge boost, a $5 million grant from the city. So they revamped all the galleries. There's more space to hang out there. There's a new gift shop. It's a little bit more accessible. You used to kind of have to look around to find the entrance. But now it's properly marked and colorful. So highly suggest checking it out. It's a really cool museum. It's like nothing you'd see, you know, at the Art Institute or the MCA. But yeah, thanks to this grant from the city, they reopened last week. A lot of people have been coming in and out. It's affordable. You can just donate to get in if you want to, but otherwise it's free.
Another cool thing. I love this extremely local news where you find like things off the beaten path. All right. And now there's a bass fishing team. Really?
Yes. I actually think this is so cool because, you know, even me, I'm glued to my phone and my screens all the time, and kids especially, like teenagers, are glued to their devices. So on the northwest side, Taft High School has the only competitive bass fishing team in Chicago Public Schools. The team launched in 2009, and it started with 4 people, and now 15 students are part of it. It's becoming really popular as kids get out and like get to enjoy nature, just getting some fresh air. They catch the fish, they weigh them, they throw them back so the fish survive, which is nice. And it's picking up interest with other schools in the area. Lane Tech is interested in starting a team. St. Ignatius College Prep started a team this year. And the coach for the bass fishing team says it's just nice to be able to put the phones away, spend some time outside, and get to know the nature that Chicago actually has in the area.
Of course, it was a retired biology teacher who started this.
Exactly. Very on brand.
That is a great idea. I have only fished a couple of times. And when I first started, I really couldn't bait the hooks. I only used bread. And I'm telling you, I didn't catch anything. And then I got really good at putting the worms on a hook. And this is a fishing tale. I swear to you, I caught a catfish that was probably 3 feet long, and I'm holding my hands up because that's what everybody does. But the weirdest thing is I was with my family, and I don't know why or how, but all of our iPhones were out of juice because we had been out there all day, so no one could take a picture of it. And I'm not kidding. It was this big. That's what everybody says.
Wait a minute. It just got about like 2 feet longer.
I know it did, because that's kind of how it always happens. But I never got a picture of it. I did throw it back. I could not believe the whiskers on that thing. It was incredible.
Yeah, those things freak me out.
I know. All right. So the only competitive bass fishing team. But so how do they do that during the school year? I mean, do they just take a bus to a lake and go fishing? Or is it after hours or what?
It is after hours. They went out last, it was like a couple weeks ago on a Thursday, but it was in the afternoon. So they were able to, you know, have their classes in the morning and then go to this fishing tournament in the afternoon. And they also can participate on the weekends. And they go into this particular competition was in Skokie, but they also do it on the Chicago River at the different forest reserves in the area. It's a pretty cool way to explore the city and, you know, get outside for a minute, get some fresh air.
I like it. All right. She's Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. And you can find more of these cool stories at blockclubchicago.org. Jen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Wendy. Have a good one.
You as well.